are listening to Cannibal. Everyone, I am your host Lady Madonna, and you are listening to Camera Roll, only on radio.dominican.edu. Well, this week we're gonna talk about some of the requests we got last week, and we're gonna talk about some really juicy gossip about TV and movies. We're gonna tell you some of the news that are running up this week, and on our segments of one feature movie and one feature TV show, we'll have some special surprises. So stay with us on Camera Roll. This is Prime Time. Well, on a little segment we like to call This Just In, as part of Prime Time, we'll tell you about some of the new shows that are coming up on this season. And, well, every year the TV networks throw our way a bunch of new primetime shows. Some of them will be really bad, some of them will be really good. And some of them, regardless how good or bad they are, they won't last more than one season. So, this is the shows facing the gallows. So the shows that will must probably be cut out independently of the reason will be, according to some of the websites, some of the following shows. The first one is The X Factor. So why The X Factor is gonna be cut out? Well, it's a really completely new series by Fox. It's an original show. Oh no, wait, it's a remake. Yeah, no, it's not original, right? So it's a remake of The X Factor, that's a singing competition that first started in Britain. And it's gonna have some really good judges, some new faces. It will have Paula Abdul, it will be Simon Cowell and Randy. Oh no, L.A. Reid. So it's a total remake, that's why it's gonna be cut out. Because it's American Idol all over again. So, also on Fox American Idol, yeah. So, that's gonna be new, fresh, right. So, that's why the main reason why The X Factor will be probably cut out. Because I don't think there's enough, people to watch so many singing and dancing competitions and everything. But, anyway, yeah, reality TV has proven us wrong time and time again. Because no matter how bad reality TV gets, they still have some pretty good ratings. Well, the other show is a CBS new comedy, Two Broke Girls, about, well, no wonder, two broke girls that are waitressing in New York and their complicated lives. Well, I actually watched a little bit of that last week and it wasn't that bad. And it's squeezed between How I Met Your Mother and Two and a Half Men. So, well, at least it will get the viewers of the two of them. So it may survive, but I don't think it will. The next one is CW's The Secret Circle. Well, since CW doesn't have Smallville anymore, let's make a teen-like pseudo-drama like Vampire Diaries and Teenage Wolf. But, oh, hey, vampires, wolves, what they haven't used. Okay, witches, so put witches on that. So yeah, The Secret Circle is about witches, but if you like The Vampire Diaries and Teenage Wolf, you will probably like it. If you don't bother turning in, you won't like it. Next on is ABC's Suburgatory. Yeah, I think the name will kill it, Suburgatory. It sounds really bad. Hey, did you watch the last Suburgatory episode last night? I don't think it's gonna stick. But they say it's funny, so who knows. Another show is NBC's Up All Night. Actually, I watched that one. It's really funny. It has, well, the downside on that is that Will Arnett's in it. Will Arnett is awfully funny, but the last few years, everything Will Arnett's on gets canceled. So, go figure. And the last one that will most probably get the axe is ABC's Last Man Standing. So it's a new family comedy with Tim Allen. It's kind of Home Improvement 2.0. So come on, seriously, ABC? What are you thinking? But who knows? There's not enough family comedies. Yeah, right. So did you watch any of the new series or season premieres last week? We know that the guys from Meadowlands watch Modern Family and like it a lot. Tyler actually wrote on our Facebook page that he was going to watch Modern Family and Two and a Half Men. So you can follow us on Twitter. The account is at LadyMadonna_DUC. Lady with a capital L, Madonna with a capital M, double N. And like us on Facebook. The page is Camera Roll. You can also go to those pages through the radio.dominican.edu website. So, what do you think about those shows? Did you watch any of them? I watched some of the shows last week, and I think my top show right now is The Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mother. There was also the Saturday Night Live premiere, so let's take that in order. Monday was Two and a Half Men, the new season premiere with Ashton Kutcher. Did you see it? What did you think? I saw it. And I actually thought it was better than last season. Last season was really, really bad. I mean, not funny anymore. Charlie Sheen was really on the ground. But, you know, I saw the first episode. It wasn't such a big deal. But it did have some pretty good insight of what the series is going to be about. Like, but, you know, Ashton Kutcher, well, the biggest moment for people, I think, was when Ashton Kutcher took off his clothes. We didn't get to see anything, but, you know, he's willing to take off his clothes in order to the show to work, so I think it's kind of a cheap trick to gain people, like, okay, so what will get people interested? Okay, make him take his clothes off. That will get people watching us. So, well, I don't know. I thought it's funnier than last season, but we'll have to watch it. We'll have to see. Only time will tell how it will be. Then, well, How I Met Your Mother, actually, How I Met Your Girl is going to be our featured show of this week, so we'll talk more about that later. I also saw The Big Bang Theory new season premiere, and they were actually two episodes. It was really funny. If you're a Big Bang Theory fan and have not seen the episodes, I highly recommend it. The first one is more like an introduction to the new season, but the second one was really funny. There was this thing about a new chair that Penny got, and how Sheldon goes totally crazy about the fact that she got it off the street. And you know, Jeremy and Sheldon don't get along, but it was really, really funny. And oh well, also I know a lot of people don't like it, but I'm a great Glee. I love Glee. And the season premiere was last Wednesday, I believe. It was a really good episode. Some really good songs. I really loved the last song they did, Hairspray, You Can't Stop the Beat. I really liked the way they did it. I always said that Glee was missing some Hairspray because they're really like that kind of show. And well, if you're not a big Glee fan, but you're a Broadway fan, Idina Menzel's gonna be on this week. She's gonna be, I think, at least four episodes. She's gonna be like, she was on the first season, and she's gonna have her recurring role as Rachel's mom. So, if you're an Idina Menzel fan, you should watch Glee this week. So, this is it for Primetime. Remember to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you are listening to Camera Roll. I'm your host, Lady Madonna. You're listening to Camera Roll only on radio.dominican.edu. Stay with us, because after the break, you're going to listen more about How I Met Your Mother and some interesting gossip and movie news. Stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Camera Roll. I'm your host, Lady Madonna. You just heard a song by U2 that's called I'll Go Crazy If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight. It's a song of their last album. Now, back to TV and movie news. Today's featured show on The Late Show is a show that I particularly love. It's a really good show if you like light kind of sitcom comedy. And the show is How I Met Your Mother. No, it's not an insult in any way. No, it's not a line to pick up girls for the guys to use. Is the name of a really, really good show that aired on 2005 on CBS. Well, CBS is known for the really good sitcoms, Two and a Half Men, well, this one. They also have some back from the years. And, well, How I Met Your Mother is a really, really good show and it's been running for 7 seasons now. Well, if you don't know the show, I'm going to talk a bit about what is it about. So it started in 2005 and it's a bit different from the rest of the shows we see on TV. We mostly see like the usual sitcom, kind of Big Bang Theory, Two and a Half Men, or the one that's coming up right now, like Parks and Recreations, The Office, and Modern Family. That kind of, that show that makes you think you're on a documentary, but it's really not, it's a show. But anyway, How I Met Your Mother uses a past narration style. What is that? So the series starts with the main character, who's called Ted Mosby, and the voice of Ted Mosby in the year 2030 is made by Bob Saget. And so you don't see the guy, you just see his kids sitting on a couch, and he says, "Hey kids, did I ever tell you the story of How I Met Your Mother?" And so, well, that's where the name of the show comes from. And it also explains a bit about the show. So the show's the story of Ted Mosby and how he meets and marries the love of his life. But you may see that after 7 seasons, he hasn't found her yet. So on the way, we get to meet some really cool characters that are Ted Mosby's friends. Well, Ted Mosby is played by Josh Randor. I haven't seen him in anything else, but he's really funny. And, well, he and his friends, well, the show is about their lives and how they do pretty, sometimes dumb or crazy stuff. And in New York, they live, Ted and Marshall in the first season, they live above a bar that's called McLaren's. So, like, in Friends, we have the Central Perk. Here in How I Met Your Mother, we have, like, McLaren's. And most of the show, or a big part of the show, happens at the bar and with the guys talking and everything. So the characters are Marshall, that's played by Jason Segel, and his girlfriend, that's Lily Aldrin, played by Alison Hemingway. Also with them is Robin Scherbatsky, that's Cobie Smulders, and Barney Stinson, played by Neil Patrick Harris. So Lily and Marshall, they're a couple, and Barney is kind of the joy of Friends, like a womanizer, but with more style, because Joey is kind of dumb, but Barney is like, he has a really important and high-paid job that no one really knows what he does in his job. But anyway, that's not important. He always wears a suit, and he's awesome. And, well, the other character is Robin Scherbatsky. She's a journalist in New York City trying to make it big time, but she hasn't been able to make it up to the 7th season. We are in the 7th season, and she hasn't been able to make it big time. Anyway, so the series was inspired by their creators. The creators had an idea, and he said, like, hey, let's write something about all the stupid stuff we did in New York when we were there. And, well, that about sums up the show. So it's kind of like Friends with a bit of a twist. And, like, it's narrated, so it doesn't, like, you can't really trust on what Ted is saying. He, like, one of the creators actually said on an interview that Ted is not a really reliable narrator because he's trying to tell a story that happened over 20 years ago. So sometimes we'll get some episode where Ted can't remember the name of a person. So he will say, okay, so I can't remember her name, so let's call her Honey. And all the show, they call her Honey, but we never know what's her name. Or sometimes we get a show that there was this pretty interesting show that he couldn't remember what happened. So he starts mixing up things that happened different years. And he was like, oh, yeah, but remember that time about the goat? Oh, no, wait, I'm in a different year. And he goes back. So it's kind of like those episodes are kind of messed up because you don't really know what's happening. But it's all part of the charm of that show. Anyway, why should you watch it? It's really funny. And if you like shows like Friends or Seinfeld, you will probably like How I Met Your Mother. So that's one reason. And it has great moments. It is the kind of show that exaggerates the things that happen in your life, or, well, in this case, the characters' lives. But stuff happens that will happen to everyone, like losing your keys or bumping into someone you don't really like but having to like them at the moment. Like, it has really stuff that happened to, that could happen to anyone. So you kind of relate to the show. It's really funny. I really love it. And the good thing is still running, so if you want to watch it, you can tune on CBS Mondays, 8, 7 Central. If you haven't seen it and you really want to, I recommend watching the first seasons. I know they are a lot, there's 6 seasons. But if you don't caught up with what's happening and you see the new episode, you will be a bit lost. Because even though it's not a serious thing, a lot of stuff happened between the characters and they're really like on into the story, so you will get lost if you tune in today and haven't seen the earlier seasons. But it's still funny. So for those of you who have watched How I Met Your Mother, I have some pretty interesting spoilers. I'm not going to ruin anything for you, but it's some stuff that we kind of been waiting for. So the first is the cupcake girl. Her name is Victoria. If you remember her, she was a girlfriend of Ted. She's coming back. Actually, on the second episode of last week, we saw her for just a little bit. So that may be interesting. And, well, we know she's not the mother because we have only seen the ankle of their mother. And Victoria was in Germany, so we can cross that out. We will finally meet the slutty pumpkin. Well, that's what they're saying on the internet. Rumor has it, it may be Katie Holmes. That will be interesting because, you know, the slutty pumpkin, we've waited a lot to know her. But anyway, I don't believe much in that rumor, but it may be true. Let's wait and see. And another one, like, we all saw Barney is getting married. He is getting married, that's a fact. But we don't know who the bride is yet. One of the creators talked in an interview about, like, it could be Nora, it could be Robin, or it could be some other girl that we haven't met yet. And now we know that Ted gets to know the mother on Barney's wedding. That is a fact. And the creator, Craig Thomas, also said that we will get to meet her before the season 8. So we'll get to meet her on this season. Another bit of rumor, the 8th season may be the last season. That's not set in stone, but it's the most probable thing to happen, that the 8th season of How I Met Your Mother will be the last. So that's it. Remember, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It is really funny, and, well, for those of you who have seen it, you know that it will be.
It's gonna be legend, wait for it, dairy! Legendary!
Well, that's it for The Late Show. Remember, you're listening to Camera Roll only on radio.dominican.edu. Right now, we're going to take a small break.
I'm a rock. it's me who finds the money when you pay the rent. Did you think that money was heaven sent?
Hello, welcome back to Camera Roll. You just heard So What by Pink. I'm Lady Madonna and this is Camera Roll, only on radio.dominican.edu. Now we'll start with some news. First, the box office for this weekend. So Moneyball was the hottest launch on this weekend with Brad Pitt about a true story about the Oakland Athletics. But surprisingly, it didn't make as much money as people who made the money thought it will. And it got beaten up by The Lion King. Yeah, The Lion King strikes again with $21.9 million on this weekend. Moneyball sits behind with $19.5 million. It's not bad, but you know, it got beaten by a movie that is like 16 years old. Yeah, so, well, but Lion King's coming off the theaters this week, so that will leave the way open for Moneyball to make up some more money. And just behind Moneyball is Dolphin Tale with $19.2 million. After Dolphin Tales comes Abduction, Killer Lead, and Contagion. I wouldn't want to be the guys of Killer Lead. It's pretty sad that a movie with Taylor Lautner beat up in the box office a movie with Robert De Niro. But, well, that's the world we're living in right now. But now we're going with some real news, and we'll be right back.
These are the top stories at the bottom of the hour.
On a 90-minute announcement, Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg said that they will be implementing new stuff to the social network's interface that includes a profile change and some more surprise changes for the users. The US stock soared to finish near the highest levels of the day, amid the high hopes that Europe's debt crisis is headed on the right path towards resolution. A new national survey indicates that Texas Governor Rick Perry remains at the top of the field on the race for the GOP nominations. But a CNN ORC international poll also indicates that the former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney does better than Perry in the hypothetical 2012 general election matchups against President Barack Obama. With 20 awards, FIFA Soccer 12 will be available tomorrow for purchase. Four cracks in the Washington Monument exterior were discovered shortly after a 5.8 magnitude earthquake when it struck the East Coast on August 23rd. After a comprehensive assessment of the structure's interior, a top National Park Service officer said today that the Washington Monument remains structurally sound and is not going anywhere. The monument remains closed to public. And now we're back on the trailer with some more movie news. On other news, Sigourney Weaver talked about Avatar 2 and 3 and his work on Abduction. She said that she will be coming back. And James Cameron also said that in sci-fi, no one ever really dies. So that leaves us a way open for returning characters, not only the good ones, but also the bad guys. So, what do you think about Avatar 2 and 3? Leave your comments on Facebook and Twitter. You can find a link to them through our radio.dominican.edu website. And, well, so talking about Sigourney Weaver, she's on the new Taylor Lautner movie called Abduction. Well, really, really, come on, guys. Taylor Lautner on an action movie? Do you want to be serious or do you only want younger girls to be screaming on the theaters? What's that about? is it possible that this movie will make us root for the bad guys? Because Mr. Lautner appears not to have so much expertise in acting as he does in taking off his shirt in front of the camera. He's not an actor, guys. He just takes off his shirt. That's not acting. That's just distraction. So, well, earlier this weekend, I saw Beyond the Trailer review with Grace Randolph because I was not going to go see that movie. And she actually saw the movie. That amazes me because it's not a movie I would like to see. But anyway, she made some pretty good reviews. They said that the movie, it has a lousy script, makes the good actors come off as not such good actors. I mean, bad writing can make you seem a bad actor. But on the upside, there were two, I think, pretty good action sequences. One, I think, a car chase and a fighting scene. So if you want to see Mr. Lautner without a shirt, that is in the movie, so you can go see the movie. And if you're looking for a more serious action movie, don't go. But as a recommend, I recommend it for my guy friends who are looking out for movies to watch with their girlfriends. It's a medium point movie because you can get to see some action and she can get to see the guy without a shirt. I wouldn't recommend that movie. I would recommend finding a theater that's still showing Contagion, that is supposed to be a really good movie, or go see Moneyball. It's supposed to be really good. Brad Pitt is supposed to be show off his good acting cards on that movie. The movie is based on a book of the same name. It is based on a true story. It's about it's about this guy, Billy Bean, and he's the general manager of the Oakland A's. And he assembles a team based on computer scores. Like, they're on a crisis and they don't have enough money to hire, like, good players. So they go on the computer and look for players that have been classified as faulty, but nonetheless have some good quality on them. So he makes out a team based on probabilities. Well, it's supposed to be really good for baseball fans, so I highly recommend it because there are a lot of baseball fans around here at Dominican. And, well, talking about based on a true story, this movie is based on a true story. That is not the same as a true story. And it's kind of confusing because we people, if I go to a movie and I hear based on a true story, like, my brain instantly just hears true story. And it's really messed up because you go to see this movie and you don't know what parts are real and what parts are not. Usually the most interesting parts are the ones that are not real because you have to sauce it up a little bit, make it Hollywood worthy and make something interesting enough so people will sit 2 hours through it. But anyway, based on a true story does not mean an actual true story. It just means that it had some elements that actually happened. But still, I recommend Moneyball for this week. Do not, please, please, do not go see Abduction. There's this movie with Robert De Niro called... I don't even remember the name. That is bad. Well, the movie is about something killers. Okay, Killer Elite. That's the movie. Sorry for that. But, you know, we haven't heard enough about that movie. So it may be good, even though it got smashed up with Abduction. So... moving on another story, we have coming up after a small break, a review of a movie. I'm not going to tell you which, you have to stick with us. And after that, we'll have some juicy gossip for you and the news about two Snow White movies. So stay with us for more movie news and gossip. This is radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Camera Roll. We'll be right back. this is
Premiere.
Monday's child has learned to tie his bootlace. See how they run.
Hello and welcome back. This is Camera Roll. I'm your host, Lady Madonna, and you're on radio.dominican.edu. The song you just heard was Just Feel Better by Carlos Santana and Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. Well, now on Premiere, we're going to have a small review of one recent movie. That movie is X-Men First Class. It was released this summer with mostly positive reviews. I loved it. I'm a really huge X-Men fan. And after the Wolverine debacle, it's really good to see 20th Century Fox coming back with a good, strong movie for the franchise. And that one was certainly X-Men First Class. Well, what is it about? It's about the origins of the X-Men. It talks about how Magneto came to know the Professor X, how they become, well, Magneto and Professor X, and stopped being just Eric and Xavier, and became powerful mutants known to all the world. And how about, it talks about their relationship, how they made the X-Men, how they became from being friends to being lethal enemies. And it also talks about some of the issues that being a mutant would arise if mutants were real. It is set on the 60s, so it is set at the same time as the Cold War. So I think it has some significance that they chose to do it at the same time that the Cold War was happening. The bad guy is played by Kevin Bacon. Oh, I forgot his name. That's so bad. So, the bad guy is played by Kevin Bacon. He does an excellent job. And, well, we have James McAvoy playing Professor X and Michael Fassbender playing Magneto. They do an incredible job. They actually talked about in an interview about how they were not portraying a younger Ian McKellen or Patrick Stewart. They were portraying a younger Professor X and Magneto. And that's good to know, because they did a really good job doing a younger version of these lovable characters. And they also make you remember, they remind you a bit of the older actors. So X-Men First Class was a complete success in my opinion. It has the beginnings of the X-Men and how they first started as a government, part of the CIA, doing like work for the CIA, and then they got separated after some conflicts. I'm not going to tell you much about the movie, because if you didn't get a chance to see it in theaters, the movie is now available on Blu-ray and DVD. So if you like superheroes, you like the X-Men, you should go see X-Men First Class. It is worth it. And if you were wondering, if you saw it and you were wondering about the inconsistencies in the story, because the last X-Men movie we saw was Wolverine, and it has some pretty high inconsistencies, because on Wolverine we get to see the Professor old interacting with young X-Men, with a young Emma Frost, a young Cyclops, a young Storm. And then on X-Men First Class we get to see on a flashback a younger Cyclops than we saw on X-Men on Wolverine, an older Emma Frost, and a definitely younger Professor X. So what's that about? Well, actually, one of the producers said we're not taking into account Wolverine origins. So X-Men First Class serves as a prequel to the three X-Men movies, not as a direct prequel, kind of a separate, because it has some different things in store for you. But they are doing a sequel to X-Men First Class. And that same producer talked about, well, X-Men First Class being settled on the 60s. So maybe X-Men First Class 2, we don't know how it's going to be called, it may be settled on the 70s. And James McAvoy talked about he would like to see the evolution of the Professor, how the character evolves from being a freshly aggressed Professor to being the character we all know, and also being bald. You know, they make a pretty good joke about that in the movie, because he really likes his hair, but he's eventually gonna lose it. So, what do you thought about that movie if you saw it? If you haven't seen it, I recommend it. The actors are pretty good, the story is pretty good, but then again, if you don't like superhero movies, you wouldn't like it. And, well, we're gonna take a small break before going to the next segment. This is Camera Roll. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And I am your host, Lady Madonna.
A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. Get my fair share of abuse. Singing words gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me. You can't always get what you want.
Lady Madonna, baby at your breast, wonders how you manage to feel.
This is Hello and welcome back to Camera Roll. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu Camera Roll. I'm your host, Lady Madonna. Well, now we're gonna go with a bit of gossip on the red carpet. First, Scarlett Johansson is not out of the tabloids yet because after her little cell phone scandal, she's now rumored to be going out with Justin Timberlake. Wait, weren't they going out like 3 years ago? Yeah, they were. And then Justin Timberlake was going out with Jessica Biel. But apparently he dumped her for Scarlett Johansson. Well, they're not exactly dating, but you know. You know what I mean. So, anyway, another couple forming up is Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. Well, according to TMZ or some of that gossip sites, Ryan Reynolds just sold his house and he has been spotted going out with Sandra Bullock, so maybe they're moving in together, so that's a big step for them. On another topic, Ryan Gosling is on the zone with two huge movies, one, Driver, that was out last week, and one coming up, Ides of March, that's supposed to be really, really good, so watch out for Ryan Gosling. Will he be maybe a candidate for the Oscars? They are talking about maybe getting an Oscar nomination with Ides of March. He plays a politician consultant or something regarding that. On another news, and not a happy for me, but this is our Twilight Zone, and not a good one like Alfred Hitchcock's Twilight Zone, but about the Twilight movies. Yeah, well, so as you all know, the latest Twilight movie is coming up in December, I think. It's not important when it's coming out. The thing is that Bruno Mars, that we actually like, is rumored to be recording a song for the new Twilight movie. Say what? Hey, Bruno Mars, that's not the kind of advertisement you want. Well, maybe it is, but anyway, I don't think it's such a good idea. Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart, also known as the Robstein, are rumored to have split. No, why will they spread their ineptitude to other people? We were doing such a good job keeping them to themselves. Like, if they were dating each other, their bad acting and bad facing and looking like dead people all the time will be confined to just the two of them. But now we have to put up with them looking for people to infect with their serious can't act disease. Well, I'm pretty sure they're not splitting. It's just an advertisement move to the new movie because you need something spicy before you release your bad movie. But actually, even though it's a bad movie, a lot of people like Twilight, so that's a movie that's gonna make a lot of money. Besides, I think they're releasing it on 3D. But I just...
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, I do. I do have a bad feeling about that. But anyway, we'll see. A lot of people will go see the Twilight movies. I know some people that would take me to see the Twilight movies if I were home right now. But I don't know. What do you think? Are you gonna go see the Twilight movie when it comes out? Do you care what's happening with those people? Well, anyway. Another news. Also on our Twilight Zone, Kristen Stewart is rumored, no, more than rumored, she is going to be on a Snow White movie. And now it's time for the Snow White battles. Yeah. So, that sounds about right. Did you know there are two upcoming Snow White film projects? And none of them is by Walt Disney. So, go figure. On one side, we have Relativity Media Studios with a yet unnamed Snow White project. They have not leaked online as much material as we would like to make up our minds. We only know that Julia Roberts will be playing the Evil Queen, and Lily Collins, she's an upcoming star, daughter of musician Phil Collins, will be Snow White. So that one is veiled in mystery. On the other side, we have, I guess the Relativity Media are not choosing to kiss and tell as the opposite strategy to Universal's approach on their Snow White project. Because Universal Pictures announced the release of Snow White and the Huntsman, with Charlize Theron as the Evil Queen, so that's looking good. Chris Hemsworth, also known as Thor, as the Huntsman, that's also sounding good. But then I say, okay, that will be good. I will watch that. And then, like, 3 or 4 days later, they say, and guess who's being Snow White? Kristen, what's her face? Stewart. Come on, that girl doesn't know how to act. How she's gonna be able to put up with a main role on a good movie? Come on, seriously, guys? Kristen Stewart, when she makes an I'm bored face, is the same face that she makes when she wants to say I'm in love, and the same face she puts on when she says this is fun. She has only one acting face. That's really boring. She's kind of a girl Orlando Bloom, because if you notice, Orlando Bloom just has one acting face. But anyway, what's up with that? Get real. They show us some pics on the Comic-Con, and well, the Snow White pictures are really weird because she appears to have an armor. Did you watch the Alice in Wonderland Tim Burton movie? Well, the armor kind of looked like that, except of being shiny, white, and awesome. It was gray and kind of rusty and weird. So I don't know, what's up with that? Is she gonna be battling the Huntsmen? Is she gonna kill the Seven Dwarves? I don't know what's the point of Snow White having an armor. So if you wanna get a mental picture, it's kind of take the mashup of a rusty Alice in Wonderland armor and throw in the shield that Aragorn uses for Return of the King. Yeah, with the three drawn on it, and that's her look. Well, I agree. She does kinda looks like Snow White. She's pale as the dead, and she has really black hair, and you believe that she's somehow stupid enough to walk into a forest, then get lost, and then live with seven dwarves. But I can't stand Universal giving such a great role to such a bad actress. Well, in her defense, we will say that she may yet prove us wrong, and she may actually play a decent Snow White. So what do you think? I guess I'll go to both movies just because it's Snow White, but only time will tell. Leave us our comments about these Snow White projects on Facebook and Twitter. You can access them through our website, radio.dominican.edu. And, okay, so coming back to Ryan Reynolds and the X-Men, there was a rumor about making a new Deadpool movie, and that is not just a rumor. There is going to be another Deadpool movie. And when asked, one of the producers said that it was going to have a different spin, and they were going to forget completely that X-Men Origins Wolverine happened for Deadpool. Because, you know, how can you make a sequence of a dead guy, even though they trying to make an amend on that by giving us an Easter egg of Deadpool walking without his head. That was kind of weird, kind of gross too. But who knows? And even though X-Men Origins was not such a good movie and it ruined the timeline credibility for the X-Men franchise, there is going to be a new Wolverine movie. It was supposed to be directed by Darren Aronofsky, but I guess that after being an Oscar-nominated director, he said, I'm not doing that, and he stepped down from the project. So, Darren Aronofsky not directing Wolverine, so 20th Century Fox is looking for a director. They haven't settled on anything yet, but Hugh Jackman said he was excited about the project and that it is definitely happening. So, what do you think about that? Give us your comments. If you want us to talk about any specific movie or TV show, just leave it on Facebook or Twitter. So this is all the time we have today. Thank you for listening to us. And we'll see you, you'll hear us next week from 5 to 6, only on radio.dominican.edu. This is Camera Roll, and I'm your host, Lady Madonna. Next Monday, 5 to 6, for a new episode of Camera Roll.